Hey, welcome to a brand new episode of the Trailer Show Podcast. I am your host, Calvin. Hey, today is a very special episode. As you know, if you heard our PSAs from this season, we're talking about all about cultural conversations. And we are on this world with a lot of different people, a lot of people who are different races, skin color, speaking different languages, different financial levels. But I think that our biggest problem in this world is that we like to discredit other people from how different they are. And especially with different countries, me being an American, I'm from Louisiana, and all I know is Louisiana. And it didn't take me till going out of Louisiana, moving to Texas, to know that to see different like races, like Middle Easterners, and like seeing like different people of different color. Like, I never seen an abundance of Latinos in Texas until I got there. So I'm like, wow, you know, we have a couple of mom and pop Tex-Mex shops, but like never to see like a Fiesta or different Latino markets where they have different meat markets. I'm like, wait a minute, this is the best fajita meat ever. So it's just, I was so blind and I was so oblivious about other cultures until I moved out of my comfort zone. And until then, that's kind of what inspired me to talk about cultural conversations. And if you have listened to this season so far, we had some people, some women, insightful women on our show. They promised they would come back, and today they did. And I'm kind of excited about it because their episode was so explosive. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, and Brandon, you might have to back me up on this, Brandon, but I think it broke our day one release record of downloads because their episode was that impactful. But without further ado, help me welcome today's guest, talk all about their country, Brazil. Help me welcome Mariana and Deb. How y'all doing today?
I'm doing great.
I'm doing awesome. Couldn't be better.
Yeah, and like once again, thank y'all for coming on the show. First off, before we go any further, I want to say thank y'all for coming and starting the season off very great, because like, you know, y'all's feedback and to me and my personal love life, that episode did great numbers. And I want to say I owe it all to y'all. So I want y'all to give yourself a round of applause. But once again, I want to give my thanks to you as well.
My pleasure, always.
Yeah, so if y'all have not heard about Mariana and Deb, they are from Brazil. They're Brazilian. They're born and raised in Brazil, but now they reside in America. But before we even go any further, how about this, Deb? Can we go ahead and congratulate Mariana for becoming a U.S. citizen? She just got her citizenship. So, hey!
Yay for that one. So proud.
Thank you.
Mariana, before we get started, how does it feel now to be nationalized, to be an actual American citizen? How does that feel right now?
It feels amazing. It feels really good. And honestly, like, this is for me and for everybody else, for all the Brazilians and all the Latinos that can't, you know. It's more than just, because I was very lucky. Like, my story of how I got here, and I came in with a green card already. And if you sit and listen to people's stories, like on how they got here, people go to the like worst things, like just to try to make it here. And then the challenges of like trying to build a life. And I was just so incredibly like lucky. And I just feel blessed, and like I'm just super happy and proud.
And for me, knowing you and like knowing like some of your story about coming over here, like I just want to say I'm proud of you. So I'm pretty sure Deb is too. As a fellow Brazilian, I'm pretty sure she's
very proud.
Yeah, and so hey, congratulations to you. I am so excited for you. So now she's an American. So now we can go out and. But hey, I owe you a day of celebration. You know, we're gonna have fun. So when I see you, we're gonna have some fun. All right.
Let's turn it up.
Hey, let's do it. Hey. But no, these two women are very good friends of mine, very personal. I've never been so personal with people besides these two women, or more than these two women. But they, if you heard our first episode with them, with these two, they made it very personal. And so many of y'all have reached out to me about their bluntness and their realness. And I haven't been to Brazil, but having two Brazilians on my show, I'm assuming most Brazilians are just as real. And because these two didn't know each other. And like, even before the show started today, they were speaking in Portuguese. And I'm like, what are you saying right now? You know, like, speak English, you know? So before we get started, Deb, just tell us, like, you know, about you being from Brazil and like your backstory and how you came to America. And what was it like growing up in Brazil?
So, to be honest, I didn't even want to come to the United States. My mom, she is an American citizen because of my grandfather. But this is where it gets a little bit weird. Like, and a lot of people don't understand this. My story might be a little bit different, but it's also difficult at the same time because my grandfather died when my mother was only like 16 years old. And it took my mother until she was 46 years old to be able to come into the United States and prove to immigration that she was the daughter of an American citizen and so many other things. Like my uncle and my aunt, like they were the first ones in the United States, but they came with a visa and just kind of did their papers in here. But growing up in my country was definitely much different than here, and I wish I could have stayed, but I'm not gonna lie, I love the US, okay? I really do, but the cultural shock for me was a huge thing when I came here. So just kind of having to deal with having to learn Spanish in order to be, like, to learn English, that was, like, one of the main things that was so difficult to me. Because as a Brazilian, a lot of people don't understand, we're Latinos as well, but a lot of the times we're not accepted by the Hispanic community because we don't speak Spanish. And we're also not accepted by the Americans because we're looked at as, obviously, Latinos. And so it was just very hard, like, being able to make friends and have other people understand. And then people just kind of, like, judge you because of where you're from. Like, a lot of people have the mentality, like, oh, you're from Brazil, so you're supposed to have a big butt. And you're supposed to have, like, this perfect body and this, like, perfect hair. And it's really not like that. Like, the whole, like, skin color thing. Like, most people from Rio, where I'm from, they're black. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not, you know, like, white or anything like that. There is other areas of Brazil that's what they consist mostly in. But it was just, like, so many, like, things that were said. Like, one time I went to Brazil when I was, like, 15. My mom had kind of, like, sent me to Brazil for a couple of months. And point blank is, when I came back and I went back into high school, they had a rumor going around about me that I got deported, but that I got deported back to Africa, which made no sense at all because, yeah, I know. It was just like the craziest thing ever. And I was like, and then other people just completely didn't believe that I was Brazilian because I look very, I guess to some people in the US, I look very Puerto Rican or I look very Mexican. And so it was always like, if I sat there and be like, oh, I'm Brazilian, they're like, oh, well, your body don't look like it, or your accent, like the way whenever you speak Spanish, your Spanish comes out as a Puerto Rican accent. But they didn't understand that obviously I had to learn Spanish around mostly Puerto Ricans. And as a Brazilian, not knowing Spanish, I picked up on their accent, you know what I'm saying? And on the way that they speak. So it was very difficult because, like, as now I don't care, but when I was a kid, I used to be so mad. I used to take my Brazilian passport to school and, like, had to show my Brazilian passport and show my American one. Like, yeah, I am Brazilian, and no, I am not illegal.
Yeah, and you just did that too. I was like, dang, your passport looks like some, like, it looked like, dang.
And, like, I had to, because everybody just always kind of, like, judged us on how I spoke, on how I carried myself, and it was like, oh no, you can't be Brazilian, you gotta be Puerto Rican or something. And I'm like, oh no, I'm not, but okay, you know, like, and it was just, now I'm not like that anymore. Like, I really don't care to prove myself anymore, but I will say that Brazilians do have it really hard in this country when it comes down to, like, the whole cultural thing, like, because a lot of Brazilians here in the US, they're not very united, unlike other cultures like Mexicans or Puerto Ricans or whatever, you know, like, my mom always used to tell me that the worst enemy of a Brazilian in the US is another Brazilian, because, like, everybody's just trying to, like, compete and be above each other, you know, like, who knows English better, who knows more about the laws, or who knows more this, and it's just really weird, but yeah.
And like, you know, it's kind of crazy because like the more I'm out, I'm traveling more and more, like I've run into so many different Brazilians and it's like, God, what you doing? What you trying to tell me right now? Like, you know, why am I seeing so many different Brazilian people? And like, you know, honestly, y'all have the coolest flag of all flags. I'm sorry. And that's just a cool flag that y'all have. And that's kind of crazy, like, Deb, to hear your backstory and like go from there. I know with Mariana, you know, when I first met her, like I started speaking to her like in Spanish and she was looking at me like, boy. And if y'all are not familiar with Mariana, like on our show already, she has no problem like putting me in my place. And like honestly, I've never met someone like Mariana to sit there and like just keep putting me in my place. I'm like, hold up. And like I can't combat her or actually, you know, be like that towards her because she's always right. I'm like, dang it, I can't fight this girl because she's always right. So Mariana, if you can just tell the people, like, you know, how was it? What part of Brazil you're from, first off, and how was it growing up in Brazil?
So I was actually born in Fortaleza, Ceará, and I moved to Rio when I was 4, and I was raised in Rio. So I say I'm from Rio because, like, I'm more used to the culture from Rio than from Fortaleza. Like, I'll know some slangs from Fortaleza because my family's from there, like from my mom's side. My grandma, she still talks like that. So, like, I know some things, but mostly Rio. And growing up in Rio, I mean, in Brazil, it was challenging because it's, like, that same story of the Latina mom, single mother with a bunch of kids. And my mom always worked so hard to take care of us, to provide for us. And my dad wasn't in the picture. We kind of like took care of ourselves, and that I feel like I'm very grateful for growing up in Brazil and moving here, because I feel like that gave me a really good base to like what it's struggle like what is living in a country that you don't have as much opportunities, what it's like when you come here and people that like some people were born here and they just see as like whatever, and then for us that don't have as much as opportunity, we come here and they're like, wow, we're mind blown. Like, it's a great, it's just like beyond. So the fact that my mom, my mom is a esthetician, and she has been working with that for like over 30 years. And that's how she ended up coming here. And it's funny that Debbie said about the Brazilians being Brazilians' worst enemies, because unfortunately, it's so true. I don't want to get into much details because, like, you know, other people, but like basically someone offered my mom a job here, and then when my mom came here, it was not what, you know, the person promised, and turned out that person was Brazilian. But like, luckily my mom met my former stepdad 3 days when she was here, and like it evolved to them dating and getting married, and he sponsored our green card. So that's like how I'm beyond like lucky and grateful, because my mom came here and she was suffering in the hands of this person that was like the promised her a bunch of things and didn't give her what she promised my mom. But at the same time, she was like meeting this guy and, you know, getting involved with this guy that changed like her life and like her kid's life. And that's just like, I will forever be grateful for, you know, my former stepdad, because he was more a dad to me than my father ever was. And unfortunately, that's the story of many Brazilians, of like not having a father figure. So I love it. It's like a bittersweet, because it's hard growing up there, but I have so much love for my country, for the culture, because it's crazy that when we come here, we're so like selfish and, you know, we can't really trust each other, because in Brazil, like, we are so warm, like everybody help each other. We are so united. Like, it's like a big family. So whenever you happen to meet a good Brazilian here and you're Brazilian, it's like you guys become best friends first day, because it's like your family. It's like you met a you seen a family member that you haven't seen in years, you know. It's amazing.
That's what's about to happen to us now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a girl. Because
I 100% agree with what she just said. Like, you know, it's crazy because I feel like the selfishness with the Brazilians doesn't really happen until they come into this country. You know, I feel like they let the opportunity kind of get to their head, and they all of a sudden feel better than, you know, than other people, not even knowing anybody's background or their story. And another thing that I am going to touch, which you just said, is most of us Brazilians growing up without a father. That's 100% true. Except that I did get lucky and my mother met the father who I consider as a father who raised me in Brazil until the age of 9, until I came into the U.S. But it's really crazy, man, because just like she said, like, in our country, everybody helps everybody. Everybody, like, is literally like family, especially when you live in an area where you grow up for so long. Like, man, I remember walking like a whole mile, almost a mile away from where I lived, and everybody knew me. Like, they already knew my face, they already knew whose daughter I was. It didn't matter, like, if I was walking by myself at like 6 years old, you know, to go buy some ice cream or whatever it was, because it was safe, because everybody treated everybody like family, you know. And here in the U.S., like I said, it was very much a whole cultural shock, you know, having to get used to how everything is here in the U.S. and how people are. One of the main things that was the first thing that I learned here in the U.S. that stuck with me in my head, I gave this one girl who I became friends with, it was probably like the fourth day of school, and I went and I gave her a hug and I kissed her on the cheek. She freaked out over it and like went and told the teacher. I almost got in trouble for it. Thank God, like, the teacher understood that I had just came from Brazil. And she was like, mommy, she was like, I understand that, you know, like, in your country we're very warm and stuff. She was like, but here you have to keep your hands to yourselves. Like, that's the number one rule in the U.S. that I learned, you know, being a Brazilian, going to school, keep your hands to yourself. And it's just like, dang. So nobody hugs, we just shake hands over here, you know?
It's so crazy that you say that, because, yeah, I remember. So I got here, I was old, but still I went to eighth grade. It's the whole story. But yeah, I was in middle school, and I remember I would hear that so much. That's definitely the first thing I learned, like, here. It was, keep your hands to yourself. I would hear that all the freaking time.
And it's crazy to see, like, how y'all just bond, and, like, y'all, this is, like, what, the second time or third time y'all talk to each other. So it's, like, it's so weird to see y'all automatically get chemistry like that and bond over your love of your home country. And, like, that's the kind of cultural conversations we're going to have today.
I just want to add something, because it's a special thing when you're from Rio. It's like, you're not only from Brazil, but you're also from Rio. It's like, it's different.
It really is.
So Rio is the, like, I mean, of course, like, everywhere when you think about Brazil, you hear about Rio. So, like, before we go to break, what's so special about Rio? Even though it's the capital, right?
It's not the capital.
Oh, no, that's one of the mistakes a lot of people make, actually.
See? Yes. The capital of Brazil is actually called Brasilia.
Brasilia, okay.
Yes. So Rio is not really the capital or anything like that. It's just very known because tourism, you know, the beaches, and then obviously the Cristo Redentor, which is the Christ, you know, on top of the mountain, and then the Sugarloaf Mountain. So the thing that I feel like is really special about Rio is that I don't care, like, from all of the states, my mom is from Bahia, Salvador. And don't get me wrong, like, I love her culture from, like, how Bahia is as well and everything like that. And I've met some other ones. But the thing about Rio is that we're just so, like, I don't know how to explain it. We're so open and just, like,
it's just Rio, you know? Yeah, it's different. It's just different. It's so funny because this whole thing of, like, cursing a lot, it's also part of the culture in Rio. But we are not, like, cursing at each other. It's just, like, I don't know. It's because, yeah, we go to, like, we are beach people. Like, we are chill. Like, we're more about the like having fun rather than the work. We're more like LA people, you know, like.
And we're huge dancers.
Yes. Oh my God! Don't even play a funk right now, because we're gonna have to put this plus 18 out of twerking.
Listen, that's like one of the main things that I was so excited when Anitta finally became famous in the U.S. because so many other like Brazilian people tried to like become famous in the U.S., you know, and like some of them actually like got to make some songs with American people or whatever. But when Anitta was able to bring our beat into the United States and make American people actually like love our beat, and then making American music and even Hispanic Latino music with our beat, like I absolutely like, oh my God, I wish I could talk to her, because I'm like, listen, excuse me,
I was so proud whenever I would go to the gym and I would hear like playing Anitta. I wanted to like send her a WhatsApp, bro, but like I don't have her number, of course. But like, hey girl, are you playing here at the gym? Like, you know?
Yes. And like, and it's crazy because I just knew that the minute funk would literally like hit here in the US, I knew that it was just gonna be like a done deal. Like, because the beats are just so freaking amazing. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I remember walking in the streets and the boys like os que a gente chama, né, os moleque na rua, tudo fazendo os beats. Funking, like, they never actually needed an instrument to make the beat. You know, like, a lot of these boys were just making these beats, like, in the street with nothing but their mouth and maybe a couple of, like, little things that they were throwing around, you know? It was so... Love it.
This is a...
And, you know, I'm sorry... You know what's beautiful about funk? It's because back in the days, like when I was a kid, it came out this song. If I start singing, you're gonna know exactly what it is. É só de preto, de favelado. So oh my it's God, like yes. Funk is. It was like discriminal. It was like criminalized. It was yes. Like just for. Yeah, it was like people would say this is not even music. This is just for ghetto people. That's the lyrics that I just sang. That's what it says. Like, it's song for black people. It's ghetto people music. But when we play, everybody gets moving. Basically, like everybody starts dancing. Mm-hmm. Because it's this thing where like everybody loves funk in reality, but like it was so judged. Like it was so like. It had such a bad image that people would like hate on it. So
it still does, unfortunately.
Right, exactly. But like the fact that like we were able to like as a country, Brazil, at first everybody had to like accept that like funk is music and it's gonna be here. And then now that we're taking like worldwide, this is insane. Because yeah, as you're saying, after Anitta like did a few songs out here with some artists, with some features with some artists here. Then like more people start making like there's like Luisa Sonza, Ludmilla, and then like other MCs, like it's amazing. It is really inspiring
to make songs. I've even noticed that like even like now they started to make songs like Hispanic songs with the background of the funk beats, and I'm like, oh my gosh, finally! I'm like, I knew you guys were gonna love it. And just like Miranda said, it like literally it was looked at as such a bad thing in Brazil, and that's one of the reasons why most like a lot of the other Brazilians here in the U.S. don't like, you know, when I tell them like I'm from Rio, because they already have that mentality. Oh, she's from Rio, she's carioca, she probably listens to funky and, you know, dances it and all of this, and it was just looked at as like really bad, almost like here in the U.S. how you guys look at twerking, because funky is so similar to twerk. You know, like to twerking and that's literally what it is. And it's just looked at like really bad. But if people only understood how much fun we really, like, we don't look at it as a sexual way. Like, I was talking about this the other day. Like, I remember being like 5-6 years old and my dad being like, oh, like, my daughter can dance funky. Like, you know, like, and I'm sitting there dancing and everybody's like, oh my gosh, she knows how to dance. And nobody ever sexualized it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we looked at it as like, oh my gosh, she's gonna be a great dancer when she grows up, not as a you know, like a, you know, how some people would look at it, I guess I could say.
That's crazy. Like, it's, y'all, do y'all see this? This is beautiful. This is why we have these cultural conversations, because like, these are things that I've known these two for a while, actually over 2 years now. And like, it's like, I never knew these things about them. One thing I did know about these two, and we'll talk more about it here at the commercial break, that they both can dance. So make sure you stay tuned. We'll have more about these cultural conversations with two national Brazilians. Stay tuned. The videos and images displayed all across the world cannot fully express what the people of Ukraine are going through. This senseless act of terrorism has cost many of their lives and forced millions of Ukrainians out of their homes. Yet it's the Ukrainians' pride and resiliency that has inspired the entire world. So we here at Straight Up ask you to stand for freedom, stand for human rights, but most importantly, join us as we stand with Ukraine.
New season of Riskier Conversations, with more groundbreaking and rewarding stories, and always rolling the dice of our truths. But this is a place where bluntness wins big. The Straight Up Show podcast is back with our eighth season, so take a chance and listen now.
All right, welcome back to the Straight Up Show podcast. I am your host, Calvin. Hey, today is our cultural conversations. We're keeping this segment going. Man, we have traveled the globe. We have been some of everywhere. But today, we're going to Brazil. And today we have two guests. They're no strangers to our show. They have definitely been made an impact on the show with the one time they've been on our show. Help me welcome once again, Deb and Mariana. Mariana and Deb, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and they are definitely born and raised in Brazil, but now they are in America. And once again, shout out to Mariana. She is now nationalized. She is now an official U.S.
citizen.
Yeah.
Double citizenship.
And these two, like I said, these two are different. I've never met, and it's a coincidence that you two are very close friends of mine. You two have definitely made me into a better man these past 2 years. Definitely helped me out with a lot of decisions to make. And some decisions y'all gave me, I definitely went over y'all's decision and still made my own bad decision. But at the end, y'all were technically right. But, you know, whatever. But, you know, one of my first impressions of Deb, it was summer 2022. You remember that, Deb? Just going on your live.
Yes, and
we was with Sarah. We was with Camille. Like, it was just one thing Deb knew how to do. This girl knew how to dance. And like, I always say, Deb, we're not going to have no twerk sessions today. Like, and so like, but like, I'm going to tell y'all, summer 2022, it was popping. Like, so I want to say, hey, and then seeing Mariana, like, you know, seeing your dance videos too, I'm like, it was as it was like you were like boop 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 boop, like it's like at the end of it was like boop boop boop. I don't know what song it was, but it was like you would just shake it or whatever. I'm like, dang, y'all know how to dance, bro. And like, so like, you know, I'm not saying that it's like a stereotype, but I mean, come on, like, y'all don't know each other, but both of y'all can dance. Like, is dancing, Mariana, is dancing a real big thing in Brazil or what?
So dancing is definitely a big thing in Brazil. I mean, we have funk, we have samba, like carnival right now. Everybody's dancing on the street all day, 24/7, a whole week. Everybody with the schedule of the parties. Okay, this party's at this beach. Okay, let's run. This party's over there. Like, everybody's dancing is definitely big in Brazil. But like, funk, there's the beautiful thing about Brazil is that like, inside of Brazil is very diverse, because if you go to different states, they have like completely different cultures. Still, we have like the Brazilian culture that, like, you know, unite us all. So the funks, there's different types of funks depending on the region of Brazil. But in Rio, funk is huge. Like, is the biggest thing. It's funk and samba in Rio, and we're both from Rio. And it's so funny because, like, I moved to Florida first, and then I moved here 6 years after. And in Florida, I would go to the parties because there's a lot of Brazilians there. So we'd go to the Brazilian parties and such. And then my friends start calling me Anita. So my nickname when I go back to Florida is Anita. And then they're like, and they put that song, the, you're probably going to know, Debbie, but probably the part of your wall, Movimento da Sanfoninha, which is like,
gosh.
Yes. So they put like, they put that and then just expect me to this. So it's, yeah, it's definitely a big thing in Brazil, but mainly in Rio funk, it's like.
Mariana, there was a video you posted on TikTok and it was this guy just throwing you around and swirling. What dance was that? This guy was just picking you up and throwing you around. What was that?
So it's, the group is Bonde das Maravilhas, and it was Aquecimento do Pedro Sampaio, something like that. It was, it's like, so it's this group of girls, and it's like us there singing, because there's some people that sing funk, and as they are singing, they will create the steps for the dance. And they're
yes.
Like the specific ones. And like this group of girls, they are one that like always do that. And so anyway, kind of like viral on TikTok. So that's what it was. It was Bonde das Maravilhas. But like, yeah, it was a dance.
I know, but like, you know, hey, look, you know, I love you and all, but I can't throw you around like that, bro. I can't do all
when
of
you
that.
Say it like that, he wasn't throwing me around. He was
spinning.
He was spinning me around.
Yeah, whatever. I was just, wait, that's still outside of my athletic realm right now. You know, had this been 10 years ago, maybe, but you know, that's different, you know. And you hate me talking about age, but I'm like, hey, 10 years ago, maybe. But right now, no, I can't do that. Deb, you on the other hand, you just like to just, it's always a party with you. And like, that's like why I love Deb, because like, the energy is always just there. And like,
when are we gonna go party?
Hey, that just let's put it together and let's go because I'm ready.
And she's a Florida girl, so she's a Florida girl. So I mean, there you go. And
you're
I definitely she's in Florida.
Yeah, I'm in Florida.
But you know, Deb, like I said, you really, in my opinion, when it was on TikTok, you made summer 2022 because it was hot outside and like, I don't know why, but I would purposely get off my lunch break and like, I would sit there and go like, what's that done right now? And like, it was all, and like, you was having some thousands and thousands of people like watching. I'm like, bro, this girl, and like, you was like, okay, cool to Camille, cool to Sarah, but like, nah, Deb stole the show. So I was like, I always said that, hey, Deb, when are we getting Twerk Deb back? Because Twerk Deb 2022, hey, we miss you.
Hey, I'm definitely actually going to start doing that again. I stopped for a while. Some things happened or whatever. But, like, I love to have fun, as you can see. I'm always, like, the lit one in the group, you know? Like, I'm always going to be the one, you know what? I'm about to shake them eggs. Because, I don't know, like, I really do miss my country a lot when it comes down, like, kind of like what Mariana was saying, like, our music, like, the funky, like, here, like, sometimes I'll be with some friends, and listen, don't get me wrong, I love reggaeton, I love all of the Hispanic music, but sometimes I want to sit there and listen to my funky, and nobody really understands what they're saying, but I'm like, listen, just follow the beat, you don't even gotta listen to the words, just dance to the beat, because that's literally what we do, like, kind of like what Mariana was saying. Like, a lot of the times, like, they have the ones who sing and then the ones who just make up the dance. And I'm not going to lie, because I am really big on dancing, I used to just, like, make up ways on how to dance it. Like, I just follow the beat and I absolutely love it. Like, it's just in my blood. It's in my genes. I don't know.
And, like, what my first experience, and this is how messed up I was and ignorant I was. I went to I think it was a Universal Soul Circus. And they had these like performers and there were dancers. Like it was about Rio, like, well, Carnival, but you know, I'm from Louisiana. So Carnival to y'all is Mardi Gras for us, which is kind of like, I guess now that I'm thinking about it, it's the same kind of, I guess, time zone, right?
Same
right?
concept.
Yeah, same
yeah,
concept.
Yeah,
the same time too,
time
because right
of,
now,
yes.
Yeah, right now we're going through Mardi Gras right now. So it's like, okay. But I remember two things. I remember watching the TikTok video and they were in Brazil. I think it was maybe New Year's or it may have been Carnival. But it had to be at least a million people at a beach. And it was explosions everywhere. I was like, holy. Like,
oh, that's probably New Year's.
Like,
New
but it
Year's.
Was just,
and everybody dresses in white.
Yeah, it was a lot of people. But I was at this circus, and like the one song that I'm still addicted to, and I probably can't pronounce it in Portuguese, but like it's like, but I don't know.
Oh my God, Macarena.
Yeah. And I couldn't find it. And they had it on Just Dance or some dancing show too, or movie. But like, I heard it in a circus. And like, the reason why I couldn't translate it because it wasn't in Spanish. It was in Portuguese. And I didn't know. It took me forever to find that song. Thank God for Google. But you know, like, I couldn't find it. But that was my first introduction to like Portuguese language and Brazilian music too. But when it comes to y'all's like, you know, race and what y'all are in your country, Deb, what are some big misconceptions that people have when it comes to not only Brazilians, but the Brazilian culture? And like you already said, but people kind of mistake you for like being like, you know, different race and Latina. But what are some other misconceptions that people may have about Brazilian and the culture?
So like, I feel just like you said, you know, like the whole thing of our hair, our skin color, our body, like everybody just thinks every Brazilians are supposed to have this, you know, like big butt, little body and beautiful hair. And it's crazy because like in my family, most of us have actually like really kinky hair. I just got lucky because my mom and one of my aunts, mind you, there's like seven of them, came out with like curly hair, you know, more to like straight than, you know, kinky. But it's just like so many things. Like, and then like a lot of people sometimes I used to be like, oh, I'm from Brazil. They're like, oh, so you speak Brazilian? No, I don't speak Brazilian. I speak Portuguese, you know? And it's like every time you speak about Brazil, obviously they always bring up Rio, which I never really got offended with that because obviously I'm from Rio, like I'm Carioca. But I used to like tell people, I'm like, yeah, well, you know, like I'm from Rio, but my mom's from Bahia, Salvador, which is like about 2 to 3 states like above Rio. And like her culture, for example, like they literally, my mom always used to tell me like growing up, like, oh, you got a foot in Africa. And I never understood it. Like for the longest, I'm sitting here like, why my mom keep telling me I got a foot in Africa? And once I got older, I came to understand the reason why is because where she's from, most of the slaves that were brought from Africa, like to Brazil, they were all brought mostly into her state. And so like literally like our blood runs through mixes, obviously, like from European with a mix of the Africans. And there is like so many misconceptions on that because not all Brazilians look the same. And honestly, I absolutely love to explain sometimes to people certain things because, you know, like Portuguese comes from French, first of all. Yeah, I know that it's crazy, right? But yeah, it comes from French. It doesn't even come from like Spanish or like the actual like Portuguese from Portugal. And so like there's so many misconceptions with so many things. But I will say like another thing too that I used to get judged for a lot was like, oh, you know, like so because you're from Brazil, that means like all of your bikinis are like tiny and stuff. And I'm like, listen, I'm like, I personally could never, not every Brazilian dresses the same. My mom was one of those people who I used to go to the beach with and everybody was just looking at. My mom actually got kicked out of the beach a couple of times because of it. Because back about 13 years ago, it wasn't looked at it that way. You know, like people still wasn't really familiar with the Brazilian bikinis or anything. And it's crazy because back then, you know, 13, 12 years ago, my mama was getting kicked out of the beaches. And now I'll go to like Busch Gardens or like these other places and everybody's wearing a practically Brazilian bikini. And I'm like, yeah, you know.
It's just like, basically a thong. But you like, know.
But naked or what? Like just.
It's a thong.
Okay.
But like, you know what's interesting? It's still seen in a kind of, so my mom, she lives in Georgia. And she lives in Georgia in an area where it's like, you know, those faraway areas where you just get a house with, you know, like in the middle of like the woods kind of thing. And those places, they have like lakes that it's just for the people that live there. And one of the places, they have a sign that says that it's prohibited to go with a thong.
That's real crazy.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Debbie, for, you know, adding to the stereotype of Brazilians wearing
this. It's just crazy to me because literally it's not just like the clothing and stuff. Like it's every other little thing. Like I remember when I was like probably about 12 years old, my mom was like really big on crocheting like clothing. You know, and us Brazilians, as you know, especially in Rio, like that's a big thing for us, you know, like the purses, the shoes, like even like shoes, like my sister owned like a collection of crochet shoes. And I remember when I came back when I was like 15, I had like some shirts and like some like sandals or whatever. And people were judging me for it. They were like, oh, are you poor? Did your mom have to like do that for you or whatever? And I'm sitting there like, what? Did you not disrespect my culture like that? Like, that is insane to me.
And now it's like everybody's wearing it.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I messed up on when I first met Mariana, and like she got into my ass on this one, like, is we
one
have
thing.
Yeah, I know, right?
This dude, he stereotyped me like in four different ways within 10 freaking minutes. I was like, bro, like, are you freaking serious? The only reason we are friends to nowadays is because I'm like, yo, you're being racist. You're stereotyping the shit out of me. Just because I'm Brazilian does not mean I play soccer or I dance or that I like samba. I mean, I do like samba and I do this, but I do not like soccer. And like, don't do that. Don't come at people like, so, and how's your Spanish? Like, what?
It was a cute. Okay, look, Deb knows Spanish. Okay, so it's a fair question. Two, we have a mutual friend, or not even a friend. We have a mutual associate.
No, you know, that's exactly why he already knew you. And he
not even her.
He
I'm talking about
Brazilian. No, yeah, he was telling me how he knew Brazilians and asking me about
Spanish
and stereotyping me. And I'm like, how do you know Brazilians? And you're coming at me with this kind of talk.
No, oh, our other mutual associate. And I looked at her and I said, because she's, you know, different, you know, shape and size, whatever. But I'm like, okay, Mariana, okay, so can you explain to me what part of Brazil she may be from? Because unlike you, she has straight hair and you have naturally curly hair. So that's what I did. I was one of those people, like, kind of curious, like, okay, why does this person that we have mutually connection with, why does she have straight hair? And like, you know, and to me, honestly, I think this person is a poor representation of Brazil, in my opinion. But, you know,
it's not actually, no, there's no such thing as a poor representation of Brazil. And like, I'm saying this is totally like not unofficial, like research data or anything. But like, since I moved here, what I hear is that the Brazilian passport is the most expensive than the like black market, because anyone could be Brazilian. Like, you can look like anything. You can look Asian, European, literally. You can look like anything and be Brazilian, because we have all kinds of people.
Yo, I see y'all have that one. I seen one dude, he's like the biggest star in Brazil. It's like he looks darker than me. It's a dark skinned dude with blonde hair. I forgot his name, but like, but he's like really cut up and stuff. But like, I don't know his name, but he's like, he had like 200 million following.
The only like black dude with lighter hair that I can think about right now from Brazil is Seu Jorge, because like, he
could
was
be him.
Like blonde.
Yeah, it
he's
could
a
be
singer,
him.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's a singer. Mariana, like, so let me ask you this. This is kind of like when it comes to theatrics and like Hollywood and stuff like that. You know, did Fast and the Furious, did they get Brazil right? Was that accurate or no?
I didn't watch that movie.
Well, Deb, did you watch Fast and the Furious or no?
Yes, I did. And to be honest, yeah, part of it, some parts of it. I mean, it wasn't 100%, obviously, but I will say they did a very good job. I'm not going to lie. I was actually kind of impressed. I'm just going to mention this because I was actually telling a friend this the other day. And this is another like misconception and a thing like that people picture in their mind, and it's not really the reality of what it is. So like, everybody obviously knows the Christ, right? Which is, we in Portuguese is Cristo Redentor. And like, every time I see it on TV or I hear somebody talking about it or picture something, you know, it always just shows like from the top, so beautiful. And I'm like, I wish the camera would go down a little bit lower, because right under the Christ, right under, it's a mountain, first of all, okay? So like, right under the Christ, like literally like right under, like going down a little bit more, there's like literally favela all around that Cristo Redentor. Like, and I kid you not, like there's like literally houses being built like there are like poor people, you know. Obviously they call it favela because it's like being built with, you know, like those bricks that are really cheap. And I always like thought about it. I'm like, how come every time they show real like the creation, like the Christ, like show the whole thing, don't show just like a part, and don't zoom out, zoom in, you know, like, because I don't know, I feel like a lot of times there's a song from Brazil that is called, I'm pretty sure Mariana knows this one, it's called Eu Só Quero Ser Feliz, which means I just want to be happy. And it's a funk / rap. And the reason for that song, I absolutely love that song, because in one part of that song, it says that a lot of tourists come to Brazil to drink coconut water by the, like, by the beach or whatever, while they don't even care about all of these other things that's really going on in their country. Like, you got kids walking around, you know, like with no shoes on or whatever, you know, like trying to just kind of like make a living. And a lot of people just have no idea. Like, you know, I feel like obviously we go as tourism to a lot of other countries, but I feel like Brazil, not now, but it used to be one of the top, you know, like tourism place. And I just never seen anybody really talk about the, you know, like, I guess the poor side of Brazil and like the lower class areas and stuff. It was always, oh, Copacabana Beach or Ipanema and like all of these other places. And not really like, y'all never, I feel like a lot of people never really understood the culture, which is based off whatever media wanted to present to people.
Yeah. And it's crazy because like, I remember seeing like, my image of the poor parts of Brazil is these houses on top of each other, on top of each other, on top of, like, dang, like, there's a mountain, but there's these houses on top of each other, and they're, like, so close-knit. It's, like, it's, and this may sound, I guess, stereotypical or racist, in your opinion, Mariana, but, like, did y'all live like that? And the y'all's places, like, did y'all have houses, like, close to each other, just, like, on top of each other like that, or what?
No. Where I was, no. I didn't come from a place like that, but I came from a place that was just like my family was doing a little better than that. So like it was called comunidades. So I didn't have to be in the middle of like the actual like danger where, because usually those places that has the houses stuck on each other, it has a lot of like problems with like drugs and you know, like just the people that tell everybody what to do there, and like there's a lot of like crimes and stuff, so like people can show up dead because they didn't pay like a drug deal, and like you don't even, you know, you just in your house and you hear a gunshots. So I was depending on the place. So I'm not from there, so the where I'm from is a little bit it's a little bit better than that, but it's still like very dangerous. And one thing that it's crazy to me about the representation,
if you don't mind me asking, what was it called where like the area that you live?
Tijuquinha.
It's just like you, I didn't really grow up in, you know, like in the favelas or anything like that. We were a little bit, you know, obviously like I guess a little bit better than other people. We were still considered poor, but we were not as poor. And I will say, though, that the favela was really not that far from us, though. It was only, like, what? Like, maybe a 10-minute, you know, like, walk. Subindo morro, né? Porque a gente chama morro. Which is, like, it's, like, going up, like, a mountain.
Did you?
Yeah, but it's actually like a road. But point blank is like it was close, but it was not like in the danger area. It's pretty close. Yeah, living there was actually pretty fun, though. Like, I don't know how to explain
it. No, I get it. Yeah, I get it. Because I tell my mom all the time, mom, like living in the projects was the best time of my life. Like being dirt poor, not having no money, but being around other people, like, that was the best time of my life. And I could definitely understand that kind of concept. We're going to have a little bit more with Mariana and Deb, two Brazilians, talk about their culture. Make sure you stay tuned to the Straight Up Show podcast.
think straight up means to be able to speak in a way that is straight up, to be honest and to speak your truth.
Raw, uncut, you know what I mean? It's blunt, you know, straight to the point, this what it is.
It's just a place to be open and honest, and that's what I appreciate most about it. And it provides a place for community members to come together and just be straight up with each other about things that are going on in the world, because it affects all of us.
Unfiltered, raw, with all the cursing that Calvin does.
Straight up is just being real, telling it like it is, you know, being you.
Being solid, being who you are, no matter what it is, no matter what situation you're faced with, right? This is who you are. It really speaks to me saying it is what it is and it ain't what it is, straight up.
It's Monday, and you know what that means. A new artist hits the Straight Up stage for another edition of Music Monday. Tune in to hear talented music artists from all over the world. Artists like Victoria Silk and Jonathan Valenzuela. Come experience some of the best that music has to offer and see why fans want more. Artists like the rap assassin, Five. It's Music Monday, only on the Straight Up Show podcast. Are you an up-and-coming artist and would like your music to be featured on the show? Don't wait. Send us a message right now.
All right, welcome back to the Straight Up Show podcast. I am your host, Calvin. This is our cultural conversations. And like, as you can see, this podcast so far, it's all about Brazil and Brazilians. And like today, I have two wonderful guests. I have Mariana and I have Deb. Once again, they are no strangers to our show. They've been on the show before. As you can see, me and Mariana kind of have a beef already about her culture. Like, she likes to put me in check. Yeah, apparently I'm a racist.
Yeah, I need to educate you a little more about Brazil.
No, I had to have her on. And to be honest with you, Mariana, this is like I've been waiting for this episode for almost 2 years now. So finally, you come on. It took you long enough, but you know, hey, you know, anyway, but no.
I had to make sure I would teach you some things, and it's still not enough, apparently.
I mean, when do you tell me stuff that I actually listen to?
I never, actually, you're right. Never. Both of y'all,
honestly. But, you know, anyway, I have these two on the show. Thank y'all so much. This girl, I'm telling you, Deb, this girl always comes for me. Always comes for me. But, hey, apparently, and look, they've been
someone
on the show.
Someone has to.
Yeah, well, they've been on the show. And
he's lucky he ain't ever tried me like that, because I think he learned them with you. He was like, yeah, let me shut up.
you're very nice, Deb. You actually.
I'm confident that he's more scared of you than he is of me.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Yeah, I was gonna say I don't think so. I come off as very nice. My thing is, like, I'm a Libra, right? So I come off as really, really nice. The thing is, don't unbalance my balance. That's when I come off like you. I'm usually very nice and like bubbly. Just, you know, don't step on the wrong side of the balance.
You know, I'd love for you to elaborate that a little more. What do you mean you come up like me? Like, what did you mean by that?
No, Mariana, I would say this. Like, I've been knowing Deb for 2 years, and something happened. We're not going to talk about it, but, like, she just sent me a text message. I'm like, oh, I've never seen Deb this mad. And you sent me a text message, and I had to analyze, like, what's going on? And all I could just hear is Sarah in the background. Okay, Mia. And I'm like, whoa, damn, this is
super. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm really nice, but like, my thing is, I feel like everybody really sometimes, there goes another misconception. You know, like, sometimes a lot of people like look at me, they're like, oh my gosh, she's so nice, she's so lovely. So, like, they don't really think that I would ever come out strong or be who
girl,
I know.
I can see the assassin is coming from you. Like, there's no way.
let me tell you, like I said, I know she had it in her, but like this one incident, I'm like, man, like I've never seen that. And like the thing is, you were so calm about it. That's kind of what scared me about it. It's like you were mad, but like you were like calm about it. You said what you said, you did what you did, and then you just like, all right, I'm good. And then like all I heard was like, Mija, Mija, Mija.
I'm like, yeah, oh, because listen, you know, I feel like one of the reasons why I was really calm about it is because me, when I am done with a situation, I get calm about it. Oh. I get quiet about it. But I'm still going to show you, I'm still going to prove my point on my way out, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still going to prove a point, but I'm going to be quiet about it, you know?
And remember, this is like, we're 3 hours, you know, past each other. So I'm like, bro, I'm trying to wake up like, wait a minute. I shouldn't wake up scared, but I am. You know what I mean? But, hey, you know, you may, Mariana, you may be right. I might be a little bit more scared than Deb because she's quiet about it. So, but going back to the story, I have these two Brazilians, and they are definitely proud of their culture. And knowing these two women, these wonderful, intelligent women who have come from Brazil to America now. And once again, shout out to Mariana for now being a citizenship. She has a citizenship here. So definitely celebrating this episode dedicated to her and her now being a citizen. Yes. So once again, but they have fought the good fight. They came to America, started a brand new life. Once again, she's got her new life here. But they talk about their, they're talking about their culture. And the thing is that, you know, I see the pride that y'all have. But one of my favorite, and I'm not really a big meat eater, but surprisingly, pause. But what I'm saying is I don't really eat a lot of red meat. But one of my favorite restaurants of all time is Texas de Brazil. And oh my God, like if that's the real Brazilian food, I want to go to Brazil and eat some of y'all's food. So my question is, Deb, what are some of your favorite foods from Brazil or some of your favorite Brazilian food to eat?
It's crazy because there goes like another misconception about Brazil. Like everybody just like thinks about the meat, you know, the picanha, because that's what was introduced to the US from like our culture, right? But, and obviously I'm not gonna lie, every weekend, at least like with my dad, we were always like doing churrasco. We call it churrasco, which is pretty much just like grilling, you know, or whatever, grilling the meat. And but like my favorite, if I have to like really speak on like the Brazilian food, I don't know how to explain it exactly, but it's almost like it's a savory cake. So it's not a cake. It's made out of like, it's almost like chicken pot pie, but we call it empadão, but it's made like with literally a type of dough. And it has chicken inside. It has like cream cheese, but a Brazilian cream cheese. And it has corn and green peas. And I, even though it sounds weird, I promise it tastes amazing. And my mom used to make that like every other week. And it was like one of the main things that I really loved and enjoyed eating. I have introduced my friends to açaí, which is here in the US they have it, but it's not the same as the one that we would eat in the streets of Brazil. But luckily being in the I met somebody who owns a açaí shop. It's called Açaí Delights. And when I tell you, they make it exactly on how they make it in the streets of Brazil, and it's like so freaking good. So those are definitely like my two top. And then of course, who doesn't like coxinha? Because that's like one thing that everybody who goes to Brazil or like tries Brazilian food, that's like one of the main things that everybody falls in love with, which like it looks like a little diamond like this, but like it has chicken inside. And we call it catupiry, which is like a type of like cream cheese, but it's cream cheese here in the US is a little bit harder. Like ours is a little bit more softer.
It's very creamy. Yeah, it's actually very creamy. And it's better than cream cheese any day.
Way better. Like, you guys don't understand, like, in Brazil, I know Mariana can probably vouch for this, but I feel like the best thing to eat in the mornings, I used to love just, like, the warm requeijão. French bread with the queijo, like, requeijão. Oh, my gosh. It was, like, the best thing ever. Like, that was busting. That was better than any breakfast I've ever had in my life.
And now I have to drive 30 minutes and pay $5 for one little cup of requeijão.
Oh my gosh. It's so expensive here for it.
Well, same with you, Mariana. Like, you over there cheesing right now. And, like, honestly, my favorite dish is those little cheese balls, a little cheese, little bread balls, whatever. I don't know what it is, but I love those things. I never had it. What's it called?
Bolachkeish.
Bolachkeish?
queijo.
I mean, depends. Yeah, it could be. It could be the bolinha de queijo and cheese balls. Or it could be also pão de queijo. Not sure exactly what you.
Well, yeah, he's probably about talking pão de queijo. Pão de queijo because it's usually what normally people try anyway.
They have the steakhouses, the Brazilian steakhouse. They always have pão de queijo.
Yeah, yeah, and so Mariana, like you know, what's some of your favorite Brazilian food that you like?
So this is funny to me. I mean, I like, of course, a bunch of Brazilian food, but it's not even about food specifically. What I love about Brazil is how, in my opinion, we will take food from a country and make it better because Brazilian sushi is better than anywhere you ever had.
Brazilian sushi.
Yeah, because they get creative. Like, they will come up with I'm speechless. They will come up with something that it's, like, so crazy. And then you try it, like, this is actually good. Or they'll fry
it.
But
it shouldn't go together.
Yes. Like, Brazilian pizza, way better.
Oh my God, yes.
Way better. Pizza. So good. Brazilian stroganoff, way better too than the original stroganoff.
Brazilian stroganoff is top tier.
It's my famous dish. My brother, he asked me, hey, can you cook that instead of my mom? Like, in front of her. That's like my specialty. It's Brazilian stroganoff.
Well, after
I make it vegan because I don't eat meat anymore.
Yeah. Well, after our cruise, you have to make me some, all right? So, I'm gonna ask you. So, that's crazy that to see all this. And like I said, I love the. I'm watching y'all and I'm hearing y'all. This is a side note. I'm just loving to see how these cultural conversations can bring people together. You know, and like seeing these two and see how passionate you two are about. I'm about to start crying because it's like. You know, you two mean a lot to me personally, but to see that y'all can bring the energy about your country and where you're from, that makes me so happy because, like I said, I know y'all, and to see y'all be so prideful on social media and your personal life about where you come from, even though you're now Americans, it's like, I love it, you know? And so to me, it makes me want to be more involved and be more learning about your culture because, you know, I love it, you know, and so to see the love y'all have makes me want to love too. With that being said, I know that y'all are now Americans officially, but I know you miss home, right? And Mariana, what is one thing that you miss about being in Brazil or living in Brazil?
I think one big thing that I miss about being in Brazil or living in Brazil is the warmth of like people, like it's the love, because in Brazil you. Like it's 7 o'clock at night, kids are playing to this day, kids are playing in the streets, running around, and neighbors are at their doors, like talking
sitting
and
outside.
Like, yeah. And people walk to the grocery store because, well, they only leave 5 minutes. So why would I drive kind of thing? And all of those things, those are like so simple. I live for the simple things in life. And those things are like, they're so simple. And it's like, it's just, it's life. You see life. You go on the street and you see people in life. Here you go and you just see a bunch of cars, you know. Yeah. and that aspect, like it's sad to me to see those things, because in Brazil it's always a party. It's always a bunch of people. It's always loud, you know. And the fact that people don't even realize like the beauty of other countries and the beauty of Brazil, because people think that nowadays people still think that it's just jungle. Like recently I was trying to explain Rio to someone, and Rio you get the beach and you get the mountains and you get nature and you get everything. And I was like, oh, it's kind of like LA where you get a little bit of everything. And then the girl, she went like, oh, but it's more like a jungle there. And I was like, I was a speech because I was like, girl, what? Like, no, it's not a freaking jungle. Like, no, it's a city with buildings and everything. But you have nature too. Like,
we just know how to take care of our nature, unlike other countries. That's the only difference. Maybe That's the one thing that I absolutely understand you on that, because you know how many times that I went through this where people are like, oh yeah, she's from the jungle or whatever. Like, I'm sorry that my country knew how to take care of the Amazon and take care of its nature, you know? Like, it's just like the misconception, you know, it's so ridiculous. And I 100% agree with you on the whole simplicity, like on just everything is so simple. I literally said this a couple of months ago. I'm like, you know, one thing that I miss about Brazil is being happy, being in peace. You know, even you could be poor, you could be going through a struggle, but guess what? We're still going to be happy. We're still going to party. We're still going to go to our friend's house. We're still going to sit outside and drink coffee together while talking about life and watching kids play and watching whatever we need to watch outside, you know? And here you don't get that. Like, everybody is very to themselves and very cold in a way. Like, and I'm not saying everybody is the same, you know, like, and I'm saying everybody is like this, but it, like I said, it is a huge culture shock for a lot of Brazilians, especially coming here like in a young age. It doesn't matter if you were 9 years old like me or you were 14 like you, you know, it's very.
I was 16.
You know? Oh, you were 16 when you came?
Yeah.
Oh. See, I was in Brazil when I was 15 for a year, and then I came back when I was like almost 16. So I kind of get that too. Like,
it's such an awkward age, yeah. I feel like, to come, because like 16, it's like when I'm getting into that, like, more, you know, the more crazy things with my friends. But like, I didn't go through any of that because my mom came like 2 years before. And so it was just like a crazy thing of me traveling around Brazil because I was even with family members until I came here. So, and then I got here and all my friends were like 3 years younger than me because I was in middle school. It was rough.
That's crazy. And like I said, just, and the way I'll describe how, you know, what you miss, like, I can see y'all's personal life and see y'all actually living like in Brazil, but through your personal life now. And that's kind of cool to see, like, because Deb, you know, you'll go outside real quick and just hang out in the front porch and just talk. And like, you know, yeah. You kind of bring the kind of like that vibe back. And like, it's, to me, comparison, like the way y'all describe is kind of how I grew up. I grew up poor and like grew up in the projects and just the feeling of neighborhood and feeling neighbors and just having fun no matter what. So it's kind of crazy to see how our cultures are different, but also the same at the same exact time. So with that being said, hey, Deb, Mariana, thank y'all so much for coming back on the show, talking about Brazil. And before we go, let me ask you, Deb, like, if you can talk to the people right now, who's never been to Brazil, never really had the Brazilian experience, tell people right now why they should be part of this Brazilian train and why they should embrace the Brazilian culture. And if they want to go to Brazil, why they should go.
Okay, so I feel like if anybody ever wanted to go to Brazil, I would give them the advice to not have that mentality of like the whole violence and the whole things that goes on in Brazil, because it's not that we don't have it. We do. You just don't go to those specific areas, you know? And our people are just like Mariana was saying, like, we're very loving and very warm people, you know, like, we accept all cultures, we accept all people. And like, most of the time, I feel like a lot of people would probably have a better time in a more rural, like, you know, poor area in Brazil than going to Copacabana. You know, like, you're going to spend so much more money. They're going to make you spend so much more money, like, in these tourism areas instead of these other areas, you know? And to be honest, I feel like one thing that people should embrace and maybe understand about Brazilian culture, you know, and kind of like just a little bit of the respect, is understand that we kind of, like Mariana said earlier, we do not all look the same. No, we do not speak Spanish, Portuguese. We don't speak Brazilian. We are Brazilian. And another thing too is understanding that our culture literally has so much mixes in it, from black to white to brown, whatever you want to call my skin color. And just kind of like be open-minded, because we really are very loving people. I personally have literally blended in with Mexican people and Puerto Rican people so much that now I'm like pretty much considered, I got my Mexican card at this point. I love my Mexican people, I really do. And so, I don't know, just be really open-minded to how we are and kind of try to understand sometimes whenever we get a little mad when some people like say certain things about like, oh, you know, like for example, like the whole hairstyle thing. I think I got into that a couple of times with the whole like braids and stuff, you know, and oh, this shouldn't be for your type of hair. And it's like, I told this girl, I was like, listen, my mother told me I got a foot in Africa, okay? And I'm listening to her. And it's just, like I said, the misconception that there is so many different, you know, Brazilians. It's not just, not everybody has straight hair, not everybody has curly hair, not everybody has kinky hair. There's some of our families, you know, like, you can have, like, my cousins, I got some cousins who got, like, straight hair, and then I got cousins who got kinky, really kinky hair, like, a whole afro, you know? My uncle is Black, you know, like, and I've been, like, in stores with him before, and I've had, you know, like, him tell people, like, oh, yeah, that's my niece, and they're like, oh, how come, like, you're darker or whatever? And it's like, we come in all colors and in all shapes and sizes. We don't all have a big butt. We don't all have a perfect body. You know what I'm saying? We don't all have a perfect face or whatever the case might be. But we are very loving people. We're very compassionate, very warm. And yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, that's nice to experience that too. And to hear that. And same with you, Mariana, if you can just kind of tell the same thing, like, you know, people who have not experienced the Brazilian culture or never been to Brazil, give us a reason, your reason, why they should.
So first, I would say, if you want to go to Brazil, I would suggest two times. Either go for New Year's or Carnival. And then that's like, that's a specific part of the Brazilian culture that you can only experience during that time. And I would say be open-minded. Like, people just need to be open-minded in general. This is not just about the Brazilians, but everybody. Because I feel like people have such close mind about things that it's so silly. Because one thing is people think we have monkeys as pet in Brazil. Because, yes, in Rio, at my school, I would see little monkeys running on the walls. Because it's just like squirrels. You guys get squirrels. Like, we don't get squirrels in Brazil running around.
We don't. We really don't. I was so amazed when I seen a squirrel for the first time.
Me too. Yeah, my mom was recording, like, oh, the little squirrel. And I was like, oh, my God.
And yet we have the little tiny monkeys running around. Yeah. You know, trying to steal your keys and steal your stuff.
Yeah. Be careful. They're from Rio. They. And that's another thing. It's a stereotype from Rio that everybody does from Rio is like, it's gonna steal from you. Like, no, stop. Only people from Rio can make that joke. But like, if you're not from Rio, don't say that, because that's bad. But it's just be open-minded. And if people are just like willing to open their minds and explore the world a little more, they will be amazed. Because in Brazil, people will try to help. People will think you're the cutest person. Like, if you are trying to, like, speak to a Brazilian, if you don't speak Portuguese, and you're trying, like, you know, to formulate a sentence, and you're getting your words, everybody's going to help you. They're going to think you're the cutest person, and they will do anything to help you. Like, that's who we are. We are open-arm people. So, like, don't call me, like, judgments and, you know, all the weapons. Just come with open arms too, and we all can love each other.
I love it.
Yeah. Obrigado.
De nada. Yes, de nada.
You see, I know some stuff, you know.
2 years, you learned one word.
Yeah, I know that word. Or I just Google translated it, but hey, you know.
Right.
But, well, yeah, seriously, y'all, thank y'all so much for coming on the show today. This is definitely a magical moment. If you take your text messages, I sent y'all a little gift as well. I want y'all to connect with each other, kind of learn from each other. Like, you know, even though y'all states apart, you know, this is beautiful to have two of my friends come together, not only once to cuss me out on the show, but to come together to talk about their culture too. So I hope that this episode does just as great, because, you know, y'all broke some numbers on the previous episode y'all was on. So thank y'all once again for coming on the Traditional Podcast. Once again, first off, let's give it up one more time for Mariana for getting her citizenship. She is now
That's my girl.
She's American.
Let's go,
So So now you know, so we have a lot coming up. Me and her going on a cruise this summer, so we got a lot coming on. So now I still have to go see Deb and Sarah. I got a lot to do this year. So, you know, now that y'all helped me with my little issue, it's my time to come back and repay y'all and kind of hang out with y'all and like get in some trouble in person, you know. I know definitely I'm getting in trouble with Deb, and then I might get cussed out or maybe stabbed by Mariana. So we never know.
How are you going to put me out there like that?
Oh, no, man. No. I feel like I just push your buttons way too much, man.
So, guys, I have an announcement. I think this will be my last episode because people here don't be loving me.
Nah, but like I said, it's all jokes and it's all love here. And if you can't experience the love of their country on this episode, man, just go find somebody else that's Brazilian. And if you do see someone else that is Brazilian, don't be like me and be like me, I'm saying, a racist. You know, I'm just kidding. But like, just don't be so close-minded. Embrace the culture. And like, if you take from the culture, also embrace it. You know, don't just take from it, but embrace it. Because, you know, a lot of things that I didn't know about the culture that I learned today that I thought I did. So be like me, be open-minded, embrace change, and just accept everybody for who they are, no matter what they are. So with that being said, that's the end of our show. I want to thank once again Mariana and Deb for coming on our podcast, talk about the Brazilian culture. Y'all, we have a lot more. If you want to hear Deb's and Mariana's previous episode with them cussing me out, go to our website, strapshowpodcast.com. That's STR number 8, upshowpodcast.com. There you can see their episode that did break numbers. You also can see previous episodes about different cultures, about France and about Australia and different countries that, you know, that we all should learn from, and we could all meet at the table and learn to love each other. Also, if you want to support our podcast, you can go to our Patreon page at patreon.com/strapshowpodcast318. That's patreon.com/strapshowpodcast318. That is the end of our show. Until then, there's only one rule to our show. You gotta be
straight up.
All right, there you have it. See y'all later.